Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we come into your presence again this day to offer our lives to you, our hearts to you, to give you the attention, the worship, the thanks and praise you deserve. I believe you're present here, Jesus, wanting to receive me as your brother. God the Father, you're here wanting to receive me as a son. Holy Spirit, you're here wanting to receive me as Son of the Father, one you want to enliven with the flame of your love, love for both Jesus and for the Father. You want to sanctify me. I believe that, and I make myself available to your grace now. I hope in you, I'm confident in you, that you can accomplish in me what you want. You can transform my soul. You can strengthen me to respond in ways that hitherto I have not responded. And I hope in you confidently. I love you. I love you, Jesus, for your saving grace, for opening heaven to me. I love you, God the Father, for creating me, for sending your Son to redeem me. I love you, Holy Spirit, for sanctifying me, for accompanying me on my path back to the Father through this life, through this mission. Grateful for your presence, God, in my life and for all your blessings. And I humble myself in your presence now to receive even more grace, whatever you want to give to me today. I turn my heart now, open my heart now to the words that you speak in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 27 to 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Jesus, these words of your sermon, these words that demand a moral response, a response of love, to live a higher standard than what was expected in the old law, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Now that you have come, Jesus, and opened the gates of heaven and sent us your grace and modeled for us the response of the Father, what it means to worship the Father in spirit and truth, now we're held to that new standard, which is you. So when you say that, you know, used to be said this, but now I say this, that's the new standard. It used to be adultery was not permitted. Couldn't be married to one and at the same time have sexual relationship and an intimate relationship with another woman or another man. But you say the standard isn't just acts, but it's attitudes of heart. It's the way we look on one another. We look at the woman that's not our spouse, or the man that's not our spouse, that when We look at those with the desirous and possessive heart that turns them into objects for us, for our pleasures to meet our needs, and not as one gifted to us by God, invited by God to take and to hold and to treasure, that we've already sinned in our hearts. Jesus, here you invite me to receive those you've given me in my life in the way you have gifted them to me, as mother or father or brother or sister, niece or nephew or friend or parishioner, or to receive them as you've gifted them to me, not to take possession and want to treat them as just an object, whether someone who's useful to my ends, useful to me to get something done, or to help me with something, or maybe just an object that's in the way to me achieving what I want, or just an object to be ignored, that they're irrelevant, they don't help in any way, and they're just background noise, just someone who's there inhabiting this earth with me, but not of any importance to me. This erroneous, sinful belief that I matter more than others matter, that my wants, my goals, my challenges, my crosses, my interests are more important, more significant than those of the wants, interests, needs, challenges of those around me. But rather, all of those around me are children of God, gifted to me to help them, to love them, to support them in any way I can, as I also respond to what God calls me to do. That they're not objects, but persons, individuals with an eternal destiny, called into existence by God and entrusted with a mission by Him, and that their mission, their goals, what God wants of them is equally important, all important before God. My call is to advance that good as much as I can, not to desire them or want them in a way that only serves my ends. And then, Jesus, I'm challenged also by your very graphic invitation to get rid of anything that gets in the way, even something I think I need that's so essential to everything else in my life is my sight, my eyes, that if it causes me to sin, even something important and essential to even doing so much other good, if it also causes me to sin and to get off track and to pursue other things, to worship idols, to possess and invade and violate others with my sight, it's better to lose that member, because it's going to be the cause of the whole body going into Gehenna. If it's the beginning of my rebellion, my rejection of God, turning myself and my ends, my goals, my needs into my idol, then it's not worth having. The radicality of your invitation, Jesus, to follow you sincerely and totally, to not let anything get in the way of that, is something I need to take seriously, examine my heart and my life. And then these final words, Lord, about divorcing, and that there's, if I do so, not only does one commit adultery, but you also put another person in a state of adultery, of difficulty, This is the social nature, not only of the marriage commitment, but also all of my commitments. That when I don't love people rightly, when I divorce myself from them, from their needs, from their wants, from their ends, from God's will for them in relation to me and me in relation to them, I put them in a difficult place as well. I make it harder on them to fulfill God's will. When I don't love and serve and embrace people the way God has gifted them to me, I make it more difficult on them to realize their ends, their call. So Lord, help me to help all those around me fulfill your will. As I go into this day, Lord, I formulate now a resolution, a commitment, a way that scripture and this meditation can influence my thoughts, words, or actions today. And once I settle on that resolution, we give thanks, and I close in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.